Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're celebrating Breast Cancer Awareness Month, ladies and gentlemen, with this show. And, you know, we got Joan Pride, we got Judy Glazer, we got Paula Lovell. You know, ladies, next month is my 15th anniversary of the show. And when you do that much radio, you know, five days a week, 2 hours a day, thousands of guests, ladies like you, with folks like you who come back more and more. At some point in time, you know, you lose folks and people get sick and things like that happen. But so far, several of the ladies have been diagnosed with breast cancer, but everyone is still alive. And Judy, I attribute that to more awareness, to people getting screened, and to the marvels, the miracles of modern medicine.
Absolutely. And it's also about women helping women to get in there and make the decisions quickly.
And you got a story about that. Tell us about it.
I do. So 2 years ago, one of my best friends, Mary Beth, discovered she had cancer in one breast. When she went into the doctor, she decided to be preventative, and she went for a double mastectomy in order to make sure that it didn't happen in both breasts. She had BRCA in her family.
Yep.
So she went to my doctor. And then this past year, one of my other friends got the same diagnosis. I put the two of them together, because Margot didn't know whether to do the mastectomy by pulling the skin from your stomach or your back and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Mary Beth coached her through the process. She went for a double mastectomy. And then 3 months ago, my sister got diagnosed. So I put all three of them together in a help group, and each one helped the other make the major decisions they needed to have about what to do and how to do it. It has been extraordinary for all of them. They said they couldn't have gone through this without the help of the other.
Well, that's what we do. That's what humans do. That's what ladies do, isn't it, Joan?
No question about it.
I mean, I've called on you to help people,
and others have helped me. You just pay it forward, and you know, people don't realize there's so much talk about breast cancer out there. People figure, well, everybody knows what to do. Well, they don't know what to do,
Lois,
and you need a lot of help and advice.
Lois Geller, who was not able to be with us today, you ladies, I know you swarmed around her last time that she was here, and I know you guys loved her up too. I mean, this is what you do, because I mean the thing is survival, right? Right, Paula?
Yeah, and you know, one thing is everybody handles it differently. I've told the story before that I didn't tell anybody about it during my treatment because...
And we have fussed at her appropriately, too, by the way.
But you know, I didn't tell business colleagues, and I didn't tell clients and customers, but I did tell a few friends, and I just, you know, that is very important, but you also have to be sensitive to what the person wants. You know, do they want?
Yeah.
But
what should we
well
do though,
Paula?
Because I knew something was wrong, and I found out. I mean, I sniffed it. I found out. I wasn't. but still, you knew I loved you. I just. But what do you do? How far do you go? Where do you? How far do you push?
I think you just ask. You say, look, you know, because I didn't want to be reminded of it on a daily basis. Although I have to say, when I took the chemo, it was pretty hard to be pretty hard to avoid being reminded of it. But I think you just ask and say, I want to be there for you. And you know, the other thing is, you have to really be there. Don't say, I want to be there for you. Come over and take out the
right.
I had a team. I had like four people. One person would take out the trash on his way to work every day.
Right.
One person would come on Friday.
Well, how about that, Joan? Yeah. Don't just ask. Just go do something.
Well, yeah, anything you can do to help. But I think she makes a good point that, you know, ask the person, because they may not want a lot of attention. There are people like me who, I told everybody, I was an attention hog. You know, everybody's different.
Judy, what do you think?
Yeah, well, my sister actually refused to take chemo, and that was one of the decisions that I was pushing her to go for, and all of her friends were, friends were. But she said she just decided that it's only 6% gain in your life, and she, you know. So I think you have to really respect people's major
decisions.
Isn't
it amazing that we have choices, though? Think about that.
Yeah, yep.
You have this kind of...
How old is your sister?
She's 63.
Yeah, yeah.
63, and my mother had cancer for 12 years, so we went through, and she had horrible, horrible chemo experiences. And my sister is very sensitive to drugs, so she said, I can't go through that. I can't be sick every day. And she's very healthy, and she's dancing, and she's doing athletics. Yeah.
Good for her. And, you know, but the chemo is even, you know, I took it 10 years ago, and even today, 10 years later, they're able to pinpoint it a lot better, so you don't have to take the big guns all the time. You can
and the stereotype is that chemo. There's a stereotype that chemo is going to make you sick every day, and that may be true for some people, but it is not true anymore for a lot of people.
Ladies and gentlemen, three very courageous, three very beautiful survivors, three of my heroes, Judy Glaser, Paula Lovell, Joan Pride. Ladies, thank you for being here today. Thank you for telling your story.
Great to be back.
Thank you for doing this, Joan.
Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure. Let's do it again next year, okay? Love you guys. Take care.
Love you too. Bye.
Judy, Joan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.